Amaranta Ursula and little Aureliano would remember the rains as a happy time. In spite of Fernanda's strictness, they would splash in the puddles in the courtyard, catch lizards and dissect them, and pretend that they were poisoning the soup with dust from butterfly wings when Santa Sofia de la Piedad was not looking. Ursula was their most amusing plaything. They looked upon her as a big, broken-down doll that they carried back and forth from one corner to another, wrapped in colored cloth, and with her face painted with soot and annatto, and once they were on the point of plucking out her eyes with the pruning shears, as they had done with the frogs. Nothing gave them as much excitement as the wanderings of her mind. Something indeed must have happened to her mind during the third year of the rain, for she was gradually losing her sense of reality and confusing present time with remote periods in her life, to the point where on one occasion she spent 3 days weeping deeply over the death of Petronila Iguaran, her great-grandmother, buried for over a century. She sank into such an insane state of confusion that she thought little Aureliano was her son the colonel during the time he was taken to see ice, and that the José Arcadio who was at that time in the seminary was her firstborn who had gone off with the gypsies. She spoke so much about the family that the children learned to make up imaginary visits with beings who had not only been dead for a long time, but who had existed at different times. Sitting on the bed, her hair covered with ashes and her face wrapped in a red kerchief, Ursula was happy in the midst of the unreal relatives whom the children described in all detail as if they had really known them. Ursula would converse with her forebears about events that took place before her own existence, enjoying the news they gave her, and she would weep with them over deaths that were much more recent than the guests themselves. The children did not take long to notice that in the course of those ghostly visits, Ursula would always ask a question destined to establish the one who had brought a life-size plaster St. Joseph to the house to be kept until the rain stopped. It was in that way that Aureliano II remembered the fortune buried in some place that only Ursula knew, but the questions and astute maneuvering that occurred to him were of no use, because in the labyrinth of her madness she seemed to preserve enough of a margin of lucidity to keep the secret which she would reveal only to the one who could prove that he was the real owner of the buried gold. She was so skillful and strict that when Aureliano II instructed one of his carousing companions to pass himself off as the owner of the fortune, she got him all caught up in a minute interrogation sown with subtle traps. Convinced that Ursula would carry the secret to her grave, Aureliano II hired a crew of diggers under the pretext that they were making some drainage canals in the courtyard and the backyard, and he himself took soundings in the earth with iron bars and all manner of metal detectors, without finding anything that resembled gold in 3 months of exhaustive exploration. Later on, he went to Pilar Ternera with the hope that the cards would see more than the diggers, but she began by explaining that any attempt would be useless unless Ursula cut the cards. On the other hand, she confirmed the existence of the treasure with the precision of its consisting of 7,214 coins buried in 3 canvas sacks reinforced with copper wire within a circle with a radius of 388 feet, with Ursula's bed as the center. But she warned that it would not be found until it stopped raining, and the suns of 3 consecutive Junes had changed the piles of mud into dust. The profusion and meticulous vagueness of the information seemed to Aureliano II so similar to the tales of spiritualists that he kept on with his enterprise in spite of the fact that they were in August, and they would have to wait at least 3 years in order to satisfy the conditions of the prediction. The first thing that startled him, even though it increased his confusion at the same time, was the fact that it was precisely 388 feet from Ursula's bed to the backyard wall. Fernanda feared that he was as crazy as his twin brother when she saw him taking the measurements, and even more when he told the digging crew to make the ditches 3 feet deeper. Overcome by an exploratory delirium comparable only to that of his great-grandfather when he was searching for the root of inventions, Aureliano II lost the last layers of fat that he had left, and the old resemblance to his twin brother was becoming accentuated again, not only because of his slim figure, but also because of the distant air and the withdrawn attitude.